Fashion.
Turn to the left.
Fashion.
Turn to the right.
Fashion.
Fashion?
It's Fashion with Penelope Noir.
Can we do that this week? Okay.
Week.
Hi, Penny. How are you? Wonderful to have you along again. Fashion. Amazing, amazing, influential part of the world, fashion. What have you got for us this week?
Well, have you ever wondered why people used to wear triangles on their head?
The triangle's a powerful symbol. It's a strong shape, you know, as far as shapes go.
Yeah.
If you're a shape, I guess you'd be quite popular if you're a triangle,
Why is that, do you think?
Well, as opposed to a dodecahedron or a tetrahedron or a
square.
Rhombus. Poor old wobbly
circle.
Rhombus. Circle would be very powerful, but then not so reliable.
But people wear circles.
People do wear circles. Circle, yeah. Dots essentially are circles, aren't they? And there you go. Look down at yourself and you're covered in dots. did you even think about dots? Polka dot dress on. Exactly. I'm not wearing a polka dot dress. I'm not wearing any particular shape or shadow.
You are wearing black.
And tan, the same,
beige.
2018, courageous with colour. Thank you.
I would love to see you turn up in like a red t-shirt or something.
I used to wear red t-shirts all the time.
Oh, okay.
My red t-shirts all got ruined, that's all. I don't know why. It's a really great red t-shirt.
Okay.
Feel free to send me in a red t-shirt if you've got a good red t-shirt you think I might like to wear.
Anyway.
Yeah, it's a good way of trying to get a free red t-shirt. we're talking about triangles and shapes, and why would you wear a triangle on your head?
Well, you know, I kind of was wondering why Poldark wore a
tricorn. What's a Poldark?
Poldark's this TV series.
Period drama.
Period drama.
Yeah.
Dress-ups. Yep. And it's set on the Cornish coast. It's like mining kind of drama. Anyway, I was like thinking, oh, my God, why is he wearing a triangle on his head? Who kind of woke up one morning and went, oh, let's make a hat that's a triangle? So I thought, you know, I would
Doesn't
investigate.
Doesn't really protect you from the sun.
No, well, see, this is the thing. So once upon a time... Once upon a time... So it's called a tricorn because it's got three sides. And it's also known as a cocked hat. And
sorry, known as a...
Cocked hat.
Cocked, as in cocked and loaded, ready to rumble.
Yep. Spanish soldiers in Flanders during the 17th century used to bind the brims because, of course, they were holding muskets and they would swap from one shoulder to the other. And if so, they had just had a regular hat on, and so they used to
like
pin.
A, let's say, you mean like a sombrero or perhaps
like a
cowboy hat.
Yeah. Yep. And they used to
wide brim
sun hat.
Yep.
I don't think it needs to be a sombrero. I think that's
maybe a bit too much. It wouldn't. But that's super impractical in combat, isn't it? Any sort of conflict, they come back with little shiny bits all over it and that.
So because
because
they were moving their muskets from one side to the other, they had to like pin their brims back. And, of course, the easiest way to do that was kind of to put it in a triangle because it meant that you could move it from one side to the other really quickly. And then...
Why do you have to go from one side to the other?
Well, I don't know. Marching down the road, you get a sore shoulder.
Oh, carrying them, you mean, or shooting them? I thought you meant shooting them. Oh, I'm with you. Okay, yeah.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
So you pin together there and someone says, that looks quite cool.
Oh, yeah, I'm just going to keep going.
Handy.
And, of course, like, you know, people used to wear hats all the time.
People used to wear hats all the time.
And then they would go from outside to inside, and the easiest way to carry them was to put them under their arm. And it was easier to hold them when they were pinned back like that because they ended up becoming quite small. And when the French and the Spanish were fighting in the Spanish Netherlands, the French brought back the trend where it was adopted by Louis XIV, and they like wore it in military and civilian wear.
Right. The same way that somebody might wear like a cool military jacket nowadays, sort of thing.
Yeah,
that would have sort of leaked out into the modern.
And I mean, Louis XIV was very big on dress, and you know, he was up there in the style stakes.
Yeah, he was up there in the style stakes. But guess what? He never washed. Never.
What?
He was apparently washed twice. Apparently
different
had two.
Times.
Apparently different times, but he apparently bathed twice in his whole life.
Do you think that was unusual then, though?
The king of the sun, the
no,
sun king.
No.
See, I don't know.
Well, that was like, you know, how they
You're
used to...
You're going to look that up, aren't you? That's another mysterious...
I wasn't. I was just checking
no,
out.
No,
it wasn't. Apparently, right up to 1960-something, the most French... It was only one in three French homes had a shower.
Mm.
Yeah.
Well, Versailles, they used to live in one wing, And then they would have to hose out the other and then move them all over to the other one because people just used to do hose whatever they wanted. Yeah, pretty much.
Did they even have water pressure in those days?
Well, you know what I mean. They used to
sluice
it out.
Sluice it out.
Sluice it out.
It's a gross word, sluice, isn't it? Yeah. Ooh, yuck.
Oh.
So the tricorn was it was made of animal fur, like beaver and felted wool and that sort of thing. Easily carried under the arm. Also able to show off the most current fashion of men's wigs.
True.
Yep. Kind of declined.
Wiggery was quite the button at the time, wasn't it?
It declined towards the 18th century, but evolved into the bicorn.
The bicorn?
Which is
I wish the listeners could have seen the look on Penny's face just then.
it's a salacious look. Yeah. The bicorn. Could you believe it? Could you believe such a thing?
The tricorn. Now, and who was
one of the most famous bicorn wearers?
Napoleon.
Napoleon Bonaparte.
Yes. Yeah. And it's quite weird because, you know, Napoleon.
It's like a squash hat. It's like a squash hat, isn't it?
It's like two sides of the massive. Now, if you get your sun hat that you've got at home,
squash
you can play Napoleon Bonaparte.
Yeah, we do
by squashing two sides.
It's actually, oftentimes,
and it's
often
front and back, side, so it sticks out.
If you're going to go buy a discount novelty pirate hat, it'll be a bicorn.
Yeah.
Maybe with the thing there and a
skull and the cross.
Skull crossbones. Jolly Roger, it's called in pirate terms. Just so you know.
But I wonder, so Napoleon wore his side, flat.
He wore his...
Sideways.
Sideways, but as a pirate would, but a pirate would never wear it front ways.
Yeah, if you see, a lot of military kind of English...
I think there was, a high military, but not at the very top. I think it was, a sort of middle management military.
Ah, right.
I don't know what I'm talking about at all. I'm just guessing from dress-up games, actually. I'm just...
Well,
I know, but I am.
Milliner John Boyd created a pink one.
Milliner, now that's a hat maker. Milliner,
He made a pink one for Lady Di in 1981. She rocked a pink.
When?
Bicorn.
What two?
Or maybe it was a tricorn. I don't know, but apparently she
wore. What year?
1981.
Shit year for fashion, 80s, weren't they?
Well, it's kind of terrible. New romantic. Probably.
Yeah, shoulder pads and a bicorn.
I'm the dandy highwayman, you know.
Wild boys. Wild boys.
Oh, that's a bit later, I think, wasn't it?
I don't know if
I'm
it was
thinking like adamant. I'm the dandy highwayman.
I love adamant. Let's play that.
Yeah, cool. I love him too.
Yeah,
he rocked like the tricorn, didn't he?
He didn't rock any corn. Oh, I think maybe he did at one stage.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Maybe he did in the video when he's holding up the people.
It's Dick such Turpin. A funny name.
Yeah.
Dick Turpin, the highwayman. I think a tricorn for the highwayman, if I'm not mistaken, if I'm thinking back to my period dramas correctly.
Yeah, no, it was a tricorn because it was that was set in the late 1600s.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Back in the times when before they had electricity and used to go from house to house and used to pay like local boys to walk you home with a torch because it was
dark.
Because it was dark, and then half the time those local boys would rip you off anyway.
Mm.
Yeah. A lot of vagabonds, it turns out, in those days, you know, you'd hope things have changed. Good morning.
Good morning. Adam and the Ant, stand and deliver.
Oh, that's it.
Yeah. It's got one of those, isn't the chorus, hasn't it? Stand and deliver. Your money or your life.
I reckon you need to re-record that, Mikey. Oh.
Really? And you think that'll go in?
Push, do a cover.
I haven't got that, actually. Great times there.
Oh, isn't it in the system?
No, it's not. I was trying to find it.
I would have thought I would have played that.
I've got good old bloody, maybe I might have it. There's one chance. Let's have a look. Fingers crossed, everybody.
I think I might have to get one of my sun hats and convert them to a tricorn. I reckon I could rock a tricorn.
I think you've only got ant music, to be honest. I'm happy to play that though. More than happy to play that.
Such a great song.
Best intro ever.
That was Fashion with Penelope Noir. We are the